Hello everyone, hope you're having a good Saturday. Today is June 9th, 2018. Welcome to this week's podcast. The annual Bilderberg meeting is taking place right now. The elites have gathered together in Turin, Italy, and their meeting is going on from June 7th through the 10th. This happens every year, these Bilderberg meetings. If you don't know much about the Bilderberg group, we're going to talk a lot about it in today's podcast. The Bilderberg group is basically a cabal of powerful figures from around the world, and many of them belong to royal families throughout Europe. The group's annual meetings are conducted under incredibly strict secrecy. That's a hallmark of these meetings, is the incredible secrecy. They've taken in the last few years to throwing a few token pieces of information out to the public, such as two or three of the general topics they're going to be talking about. But still, nobody who attends the meetings is permitted to talk about the details of what goes on inside to the public. One of the more notable figures who attended last year's Bilderberg group meeting was Wilbur Ross. And you may remember that name from some of the reporting that I did this past month. Wilbur Ross was a high-level banking executive who worked for the Rothschild family back throughout the 1980s. He's the man who approached Donald Trump when Trump's empire was collapsing. Trump's net worth at that time was a negative $1.2 billion. Well, Wilbur Ross pulled the strings using his Rothschild network connections to help Trump get his head above the water again. And Trump has rewarded him by once becoming president. What Trump did was he named this Rothschild agent, Wilbur Ross, as the United States Secretary of Commerce. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. That's how the Rothschild network works. Well, since being confirmed, Ross has worked to implement various Rothschild-approved policies as U.S. policy through the Commerce Department. So it's no surprise to see Ross at one of those Bilderberg meetings. Well, at this year, one of the more notable attendees that is raising eyebrows is Cardinal Pietro Parolin. Cardinal Parolin is essentially the Secretary of State of the Vatican. Remember, the Vatican is not only the headquarters of the Catholic Church, it's also its own sovereign political state. So Cardinal Parolin is the highest ranking official in this Vatican. He's kind of the equivalent of another country's prime minister, although he doesn't have that specific title. So the presence of such a high-ranking religious figure is troubling, given what the Bilderberg meetings are used for. And what are they used for? Well, the truth is that these meetings are used to manufacture and manipulate major world events. They're also used to recruit new blood, new talent. But even within the group, you've got levels of secrecy. And so at these Bilderberg meetings, the figures at the top use this Bilderberg network to further their goals of a one world government, which is the goal here is to have it under the control of this unelected elite. These elitists truly believe that they know what is best for the rest of us. And they strongly oppose principles of national sovereignty or individual rights or constitutional rights. Let me read a statement that probably many of you have heard before. This is from one of the prominent Bilderbergers, David Rockefeller, who just died a couple of years ago. He made the remarks at the 1991 Bilderberg Group meeting in Baden-Baden, Germany. Someone attending the event leaked these remarks to the press, which is ironic considering the content of the quote. Rockefeller at this meeting was speaking to the leaders of various Western media outlets, and he was thanking them for keeping their mouths shut about what was going on inside the meetings that they had been attending over the years. Remember, the corporate media that we have in most of the Western Hemisphere, it's not neutral. These are corporate entities that are owned by these globalists, including members of the Bilderberg Group. So here's the quote from Rockefeller. He said, "We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights and publicity during those years. But the world is now much more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national autodetermination practiced in past centuries. And that's the end of the quote. I forget the name of the magazine that was printed in. I've got it in my file somewhere. But he mentioned the supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers. So what does the term supranational mean? What it means is a body that has greater authority than the individual national governments. Something like the EU, the European Union. So the Bilderbergers are striving to create a supranational system of global governance with themselves and their puppet masters as the ruling class, but not just for a region of the world. They want one to be above all of the national governments of the world, supranational. Well, this year's Bilderberg Group brings together key deep state actors and a herd of useful idiots, people who are in key positions of influence across North America, Western Europe, people who have things that they can do to benefit this network. So they bring them in, they wine and dine them. Much of this year's agenda is going to focus on surging threats to the agenda and power of these people. And by agenda, the item on the top of the list of their agenda is and always has been and always will be the march toward this one world global government with themselves as the leaders. Back in 2001, one of the guys who had attended a Bilderberg meeting was a former British chancellor named Dennis Healey. Well, he kind of alluded to this when he said, quote, "Those of us in Bilderberg felt we couldn't go on forever fighting one another for nothing. So we felt that a single community throughout the world would be a good thing." So a single community, he uses the word community. That's just newspeak for what we're talking about, this supranational community or governing body, something like the European Union, but on a global scale. And like the men who control the European Union's bureaucrats, like, you know, puppets on a string, like marionettes, to earn money for themselves, the entire Bilderberg cabal is brimming with elites who are loyal above all else to themselves and their own ability to make a lot of money. These are people who have perverted the capitalist free enterprise system. They have contorted it into a crony capitalist Frankenstein monster. These are the people who advocate the innocuous sounding free trade agreements, things like GATT or NAFTA and TPP. So this evil network is far more dangerous to the preservation of our rights as American citizens than the Soviet communists ever were. Globalism is far more dangerous than communism ever was. And communism was downright horrifying. Many of these Bilderbergers hold memberships in a lot of other groups too, like in Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission, and also the Rothschild Council on Foreign Relations, or CFR. And I talked in several videos recently about the CFR. This is the non-governmental think tank that decides the foreign policy goals of the United States. The CFR unequivocally dominates the U.S. State Department. They control our foreign policy. In fact, nearly every single Secretary of State for the last century has been a member of the CFR. So the people who attend these meetings are some of the most powerful people in the world. But our concern as American citizens is that so many of our own high-ranking officials have attended these meetings, as well as former government officials. And they go in there, and what they do is they negotiate secretly on U.S. and foreign policies. And that is a blatant violation of the U.S. Logan Act. And the men that I'm talking about, over time, we've had men like CIA Director Alan Dulles, Vice President Nelson Rockefeller, Defense Secretary Robert McNamara, National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski, Reagan's Secretary of State Alexander Haig, and of course the most notorious Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. They go into these meetings and they secretly negotiate policies with other elites from around the world, but this is not constitutional. Most people who end up, but the Bilderbergs are this is a force to be reckoned with. And even people running for president know this. If you want to get in as president at some point or another, you've got to have a relationship with these Bilderbergers. These are the power networkers. And so you have, for example, last year at the 2017 Bilderberg Group meeting that was in Chantilly, Virginia, there was a man named Terry McAuliffe who attended. Terry McAuliffe is a big-time major DNC leader, former Clinton operative. He's currently the governor of Virginia. But the thing about McAuliffe is that he's running for president in 2020. I don't know if he's said this publicly yet, but I know it, and so now you know it. McAuliffe is going to be one of the major candidates on the Democrat side in 2020. Going a little further back in 2008, Hillary and Obama both secretly met these Bilderbergers. The meeting leaked, but it is widely believed in many circles that it was at that meeting that it was decided that Obama was going to go ahead and become the party nominee with Hillary serving as Secretary of State, and that she would be next in line. She would get her run in 2016 as the Democrat nominee. Well, also last year, Trump's National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, attended. That really disturbed me because all of these attendees, including McMaster, again, these people are required to promise not to reveal information to the public. These are our public servants, though. So I'm not comfortable with one of the president's right-hand operatives participating in some kind of secret meetings and possibly negotiations with the world's most notorious crime lords, like CEO of Carlyle Group, David Rubenstein, who has attended the meetings. And Trump also last year sent Nadia Shadlow, who was his deputy assistant on the National Security Council. I just don't want to see our government sending leaders to engage in private meetings with corporate mafia bosses. I think it's outrageous that our own government is collaborating in secret meetings with the Bilderbergers, because these are people who are dedicated to the destruction of national sovereignty and freedoms that we, the people, enjoy. They're opposed to that. So the attendance of Trump's officials is a blatant violation of that Logan Act. So much for draining the swamp. Well, let's go back in history a little bit. The Bilderberg Group originally got its name from the Bilderberg Hotel in Oosterbeek, Holland, which is one of the locations for its earliest meetings. And I'm talking about like around 1954. The first meeting they had on U.S. soil was in 57 near Jekyll Island, Georgia, where, of course, we know the International Banking Cartel secretly met to draft the creation of the Federal Reserve Bank, which we sometimes call the creature from Jekyll Island. The primary founder of the Bilderberg Group was Prince Bernhard, who was from the Netherlands. He was an important thing to know about Prince Bernhard is that he was an officer in the Nazi SS, and his wife, Princess Juliana, she was his link to Dutch Shell Oil. She was one of the oil giants major shareholders, along with a guy named Lord Victor Rothschild of England. And it was Rothschild, in fact, Victor Rothschild, who convinced Prince Bernard to form this Bilderberg group. So this group is very much a Rothschild-inspired and infiltrated and controlled organization. And Bernhard, who was the Rothschild puppet, he was chairman up until 1976. Let me tell you a quote, something that Prince Bernhard once said. "Here comes our greatest difficulty, for the governments of the free nations are elected by the people, and if they do something the people don't like, they are thrown out. It is difficult to re-educate the people who have been brought up on nationalism to the idea of relinquishing part of their sovereignty to a supranational body." You see, that's exactly what they're doing. The very purpose of the Bilderberg Group is to help bring about supranational sovereignty over individual rights of citizens of independent nations. And it was the Bilderbergers who took the charge in pushing to create a European Union, because it would essentially turn all of Europe into a corporate-controlled free trade conglomerate that could dominate and subjugate the developing nations in Africa and Asia. And the creation of the European Union, of course, necessitated what? Financing. You had to have the creation of a European central bank to issue a common currency for these European nations, except for Great Britain. Well, these globalists, they managed to eliminate all the other currencies, got rid of the franc and the mark and all of these currencies, and they put the money policies of France and Germany and many other nations under the control of the very supranational body that the Bilderbergers were pushing for. This is they're trying to do it to us, folks. It's important to learn about these things and understand it. They are trying to enslave us. That is what this is about. The Bilderbergers are also the same globalists who pushed for the creation of NATO, which essentially blended the military powers of Europe with the U.S. military into this gigantic army that operates essentially under the control of the globalists themselves. So it should disturb every American citizen to know that tens of thousands of our U.S. soldiers have been placed under the command of foreign leaders, and they are being used to accomplish the military objectives of an unelected, unaccountable international corporate banking mafia. NATO is just a police force for these globalists. These Bilderbergers are wicked conspirators. They are enemies of the freedom-loving people of the entire world. One of these prominent Bilderbergers is Henry Kissinger, and someone secretly recorded a speech that Kissinger gave at the 1992 Bilderberg meeting in Evian, France. So we've got his exact words. Here's an excerpt from that speech. Let me read what he said. Quote, "Today, Americans would be outraged if United Nations troops entered Los Angeles to restore order." You know, this is back during the time of the LA riots, is what he's referring to. He says, "Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, which means made up, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all people of the world will plead with world leaders to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by their world government." This is not a movie. This is not something out of a fantasy novel or science fiction novel. This is not a Tom Clancy novel. This is real. He is talking about how a made-up threat can be used to scare Americans and others around the world into giving up their individual rights in exchange for protection from a world government. So I am not exaggerating when I talk about how this is a very diabolical conspiracy. Someone who has been investigating the Bilderbergers for decades now is a guy named Daniel Estulin. And I've got one of his books, which is the title of it is The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. It's a pretty good book if you're interested in this topic. Estulin tells the story of how he went to Canada in 1996 for that year's Bilderberg Group meetings, which were being held in Toronto. He had paid off a handful of hotel employees who were working as wait staff during the meetings, and people with a couple other jobs that were working there during these meetings. These workers would try to remember things that they heard and who said them, and they would scribble it down on paper, and then they'd hand it over to this author, to Estulin, who was investigating. Well, Estulin had just met with one of these people in his own hotel room down the street from where the Bilderberg Group was meeting. On his way out of his hotel, as he was after this meeting, he was getting ready to step into the elevator when the guy who was with him grabbed him and jerked him back before he stepped into the elevator. Estulin looked down and realized there was no elevator car there. There was just an 80-foot drop down an empty elevator shaft. Someone had opened the doors. Someone was monitoring and opened the doors. And they actually did an investigation. The hotel did. And the hotel security guards that did the investigation, they determined that there had been somebody had manually stopped the elevator car so that it wouldn't travel up or down the shaft when someone pushed the button and manually opened the door. They were trying to kill him. So these are very, very dark practices that go on. So when we've got the leader of the Vatican, one of the leaders there, and when you consider the nature of these pronouncements by Pope Francis, he's very much a globalist himself. These are dark times we are living in. This cabal of corporate CEOs, multinational CEOs, political leaders, they are out to enslave us. It's a slow process. They've been trying for years. But it is wrong to think that they are not getting where they're trying to go. We look and see how they have created TPP, how they have gotten NAFTA, how they've gotten GATT, how they've established all of these so-called free trade zones, how they set up the European Union. They have certainly infiltrated the Trump administration despite all of his claims to the to the contrary. There are more Goldman Sachs bankers in the Trump administration than any other administration in history. So we need to keep our eyes open. We need to talk about this. And when you hear mention of the Bilderberg Group meeting, that happens each year, if you ever talk with others about it, educate them. Just let them know the Bilderberg Group is a group that was originally formed by the Rothschild Network with various elites, and they use these annual meetings to recruit fresh blood, but also to have meetings to coordinate how to achieve their objectives over that next year. And then all the individual parties go back to their the places they have influence in, whether it's in the media or certain corporate fields, banking, in governments, wherever their place is, they go back and they work in their individual areas of influence to achieve the whole goal of the group, which is one world government. Well, I hope that this is just a very basic introduction. I hope that it's been a little bit informative. Thank you guys for listening. For Blackstone Intelligence, I'm Jake Morfonios.